Hey, hey, happy, happy day. It's appropriate that I wear this hat today because yesterday I went to Chicago. I went to look at some real estate that I'm interested in buying, and it dawned on me as soon as I got off the plane that, there's a convention here, a pink hole convention, the Democrat convention. I thought, wow, am I here in the wrong place? I should have had the hat with me then. I tell you, it was really interesting because even on the plane, I should have taken note, I guess, or it should have sunk in. There were people on the plane talking about the demonstration that they were going to do. They were flying in from Seattle. That's where I originated from yesterday, and went to Chicago. And they got off the plane all excited, and they had all the little placards and things, and then it finally clicked. Wow, the town is busy though, for sure. A lot of pinkos in Chicago this week. Gosh sakes, Harris, she's going to be anointed. Anointed? You know, she's going to be crowned. She's going to get this crowd. She's going to become the leader, the candidate to be president of the United States of America, the biggest and freest country in the world. And guess what? She ain't any of those things. She ain't free. And how did she get this job? Nobody voted for her. How does that happen? It's come to this? I guess. I mean, the left, they have a war going on with women at the convention. I didn't go there. I thought, that's probably not the place I want to be. Although, maybe they should have me as speaker. Hey, in any event, I did read about their war and women. They do have that. I mean, women aren't even women anymore. I don't know what they are. Mother's Day, what do they do? Who do they fold? And when they do get that person on the phone, what do they say? Happy Woman's Day, Happy Mother's Day. You're not my mother, you're a person. Blah, 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 blah. In any event, the war does continue because they believe that there's so many genders, and there's a men's restroom now in the one area of the hall, but there's no woman's restroom. They've converted it to a gender neutral restroom. So really, I mean, this is at their convention. I guess they're taking this thing as far as they possibly can. How do women like that? I don't think very much. I mean, the building that I want to buy, well, it's about 10 or 15 minutes outside of Chicago. I went in there, it's a large building. It's a dark building, meaning that it's vacant. And the first thing I saw when I walked in is a big sign up on a door that says no concealed weapons allowed. I guess that's for the CCW people, the good people, the law-abiding people. That means that they'll go out to their car and put their firearm in the glove box. What about the bad guys? There's a lot of bad guys in Chicago. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of shootings every month, hundreds and hundreds of people getting killed. And so the good people should be allowed to kind of carry a gun in case a bad guy comes up to them, but not so fast. No, only good guys have to check their guns. I should have a sign up that says, bad guys, check your guns. I'm sure they would listen to that. You know, and finally, I was leaving Chicago. And I went down this long walkway, the ramp, to get on the plane. And there's dozens, literally dozens of pictures of people. And it strikes me always when I enter one of these, and I do that often because I fly a lot, that there's no white people. There's no representation of anybody of my color that's in a photograph. And there's dozens of people. I guess we just no longer exist. I guess that makes me racist because I said that. Boy, Harris. You know, she's promising so many things. And at the convention, when I was leaving town, I went, whew, am I ever glad I'm leaving? But she keeps talking about things, and it's so socialist. And socialism, by the way, is communism. Is socialism in a hurry? And she's on that path. She is proposing a $25,000 gift for first-time homebuyers as a down payment. The estimate is it'll be 4, maybe 5 million people that will qualify for that. Do the math, you know, get the little X there and do the multiplier. It's a lot of money, a lot of money. Where does the money come from? Where does she get this money? I mean, the country doesn't have any money. There's a deficit that's soared out of control, and she's doing that. Socialism will rupture the nation. It's kind of going that direction now. Somebody needs to come in and fix it, and that sure isn't her. Now she's saying, I'm going to raise the corporate taxes up to 28% from its current level. Its current level, by the way, is 21%. The corporate tax rate when Trump came in as president was 35%. And he said, hey, that's too much. So he enacted the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017, and he lowered the taxes down from 35 to 21. Also, he reduced personal income taxes for taxpayers, right? And now she comes along and she says, I'm going to raise the taxes. What kind of a platform is that? I'm going to give all of this free stuff, but then I'm going to put the taxes up. I mean, a vote for Harris is more of the Green Deal, the environmental nonsense, a tax on big oil and drilling, no more drilling, continued open borders, continued. It would be like it's on steroids, right? Because she would have a new pass to really kick it up a notch. Government censorship. Fortunately, unfortunately, none of this is going to happen because she's not going to win. Trump is going to win. Trump has to win. I don't care if you have to hold your nose when you vote, but you got to vote Trump. It is not just Trump you're voting for. You're voting for the right. You're voting for good over evil. And just let me end this rant with some humor about Trump. I believe that he can be sound asleep and accomplish more than a Democrat could. It's like the wise man once said, hey, I know I'm drunk, but I'm a conservative, and I'd rather have a drunk conservative any day over a sober liberal. Trump said this in court, a New York Times reporter said, hey, Trump was asleep. He was asleep in the courtroom. And Trump responded, he says, I deny that I wasn't asleep. I simply closed my beautiful blue eyes. Ah, only he could say such a thing. Y'all come back. See ya.